Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the podcast only on Patreon, where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend of mine and we count down the top 5 on a topic suggestion from either you, the audience, or me, the host. And today, my good friend's Adam Knox. Hey, Adam.
Hello.
How are you doing in podcast land?
I'm good. Do you know what I've started doing recently by mistake that I picked up from my mum is when I'm on calls like this, I have to very consciously not shout because she's I've been talking to her a bunch lately because, you know, it's nice to reconnect with your parents while they're still around.
Yeah.
And she will fucking scream into the phone because I'm a long way away, so she needs to be loud. And then I picked up doing that back. So
the thing I've picked up from my parents is just commentating on what I'm seeing if I'm bored.
Yeah.
It's going, oh, that's nice. Look at that. Oh, it's like,
should start this by like annotating the exact time of day.
Yeah.
Tell everyone what the weather's been like today.
Hey, the topic today is unpopular opinions. Our top 5 unpopular opinions. And this is not going to be sexist or racist or ableist or anything like that. It's stuff that if you said it on Twitter, you'd be just a whole day of people having a go at you on Twitter. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if these days you could even call sexist opinions unpopular.
No, I know, so exactly.
They wouldn't necessarily fit. All right, well, my number 4 then, I wonder what you're going to think of this one. I think a musician is the easiest type of artist to be, other than maybe a photographer.
Absolutely disagree.
Okay, let me explain why. We'll get rid of photography, I think, is probably the easiest. You just have to be lucky and be near something that is cool. And that's all you have to do to be a good photographer is just happen to be near something that itself is innately beautiful. And so you're not responsible for the beauty or the surprise or the shock of that moment. You just happen to be near it. So photography is luck. But musicianship, there's a set bunch of rules that if you just follow them, you're a technically good musician. You just got to stick to a beat. You just got to not go outside of that beat. You got to not play a bung note. And there's a big list of notes that you're allowed to play. You can mathematically figure out how to be a good musician.
Well, there's a skill in that. That's like saying
there's a skill in it.
Mathematicians but that's not aren't skillful.
I'm not saying they're not skillful. I'm saying they're not artists.
Okay. I really hate this one, Adam.
Your potential audience as well as a musician is literally everyone because everybody likes music. So there's not some people love music like Triple J. I hear that they're really into it, but most people like music. So a more difficult type of artist to be is one who works within a medium that is widely disrespected.
Well, I was saying the other day, I think the hardest of all the arts would be film director.
You've got to do a lot of shit.
So much stuff is out of your control and you're just going to be able to make good decisions. That's, I think, a lot harder because my fourth one, I should say, ties in with your one.
Right.
Which is I think 98% of actors aren't very good. I think acting is the easiest creative arts.
I don't necessarily know that it's the easiest because you only really see 2% of actors ever.
Yeah.
Only the ones who are good end up getting hired.
Well, I'm going to say
then, musicians, there's a whole bunch of bullshit ones who end up playing bass for some big band and then they're like, whoa!
Well, I'm going to say 98% of working actors aren't good.
Okay, who's an example of like a popular actor then who's not good?
Oh, Josh Gad, the guy from...
Sure. You know, you've convinced me. That was seven letters and it absolutely convinced me.
Just because I think with actors, you've... Everything's written for you.
Yeah.
Someone will dress you. Yeah. Someone will light you. Someone will put a wig on you or something, whatever. If you muck it up on film, go again. We'll have a few goes. It's the easiest thing. Like, it's just... Whereas an editor on a film, so hard. You get
They've got fucking 17 hours of Josh Gad to sift through.
Everything. And then you've got to have someone else say, yeah, maybe that one. Oh, and then you've got to make it... I think editors, when it comes to the Oscars, that should be the biggest award of the night. You made all of this turd into a diamond.
But then again... If directors and editors were so special, wouldn't they make themselves the focus of that show and nobody would be able to notice? Because they'd have just done it secretly on the sly.
Yeah, they should. They should. But it's just, I don't know. I think, because most of the good actors in the world are also very attractive people.
Right. Or they've got like a specific enough type of face that they fit into your preconceived thing of like, this is what, like that's Josh Gad's whole career. It's like, oh, this is like bubbly dude.
Yeah.
This is like klutzy fat guy. He looks like that.
What's the guy who's in... He was in Marriage Story. He was in Star Wars.
Adam Driver.
Yeah. Like, is he a good actor or is he just interesting looking? I cannot tell. Every time I see him in something, everyone's like, he's so brooding. I'm like, is he or is he just like thinking about something else? Like,
yeah, he's got just... He's quite a deep voice.
Yeah. It's all deep voice and just a weird look. If you're interesting looking and people don't mind looking at you on a big screen, yeah, you might be an actor.
That's true. But here's a counterpoint. A guitar does most of the musician's work. It's that little box there and the strings that are doing it. You're just telling it, you're just moving your fingers. That's not much.
with musicians as well, I also think that when you see a big orchestra and they've got the sheet music in front of them.
Yeah.
Why? Get rid of that.
95% of musicians play other people's music. Like most musicians who are working are either in an orchestra where it's like that music was written fucking 300 years ago. You didn't think of any of it.
And you should be able to memorize it by now. It's so old.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know da 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 da. You've been a musician for 40 fucking years. How have you not picked that one up and put it somewhere in the back of your mind? Well, but then also, like, oh, even if you're writing a song, someone already came up with the C chord. That's already been done for you.
That's true.
Invent a new chord and then I think you're a good musician.
But isn't it interesting that they're doing different things with the same materials? It's like if a chef, what's this? It's bacon and eggs, but it's tasting so much better and you've never seen bacon and eggs done this way. You'd be like, this is impressive.
Yeah, but it's still bacon and eggs.
Yeah, and it's good. Bacon and eggs is good.
I'm not saying that it's not enjoyable, but I'm saying that a chef who goes, hey, I've made bacon and eggs, you're not going to go like, whoa. And treat them like they invented bacon.
Bacon and eggs are the G and C chords on a guitar. Sounds
good. Exactly. Every chef learns bacon, eggs, and Wonderwall sauce. And then that's it. That's as far as most of them progress.
To hear the full episode, go to patreon.com/DYKWIA. Support the program.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.